Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Free spray!
Okay, today is National Camera Day.
Listen, feather brain, hit this camera. Snap this picture. Make it a candid picture.
You're on candid camera.
I like that. Today is National Camera Day. Do you remember actually owning a camera? Because now we have a camera built into our phone.
Oh my gosh, I remember I went from... I had a Polaroid. I still have a Polaroid.
Okay.
That I saved from when I was younger, and it was my grandparents. But I remember the excitement of going to develop film.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. You went to the Ray and Derek.
Sure.
You handed in your rolls of film. What, did it take 2 weeks or something ridiculous? And you got that little pouch back.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could send your photos off your phone to CVS.
Yes, you can.
I just got a pack made the other day. They cut off all the heads.
Oh.
Said, what? Okay, I got to take these back because I want my pictures of family and friends with heads. You know, and
that would make sense. You want to see beautiful smiling faces.
I don't know if like it goes from your phone into a computer and then
the ratio might have been off.
And the camera, like the guy behind the checkout never really checks to see what the machine is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I paid for him and nobody has heads. But anyway, yes, we remember taking the actual film, which your grandmother or grandfather called film. It was two syllables.
Right, film.
You put the film in the camera.
You do.
And but Polaroid cameras, I don't know. I remember my Uncle Donnie had one when they first came out, and yeah, it was a process just to get an instant picture. You had to put liquid on it. You had to peel it. You had to pour it.
No, I had the more instant kind.
Yeah, that came out, just
spit out, and then you weren't supposed to shake it, but everybody did because you wanted it to develop faster.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, all you Beyoncés, a Lucy Luce.
So, yeah, everybody, like, nowadays won't remember a camera. So
I also remember going through airport security and being really, really specific in that this bag should not go through the x-ray because it was all of my undeveloped film.
Yeah.
And you would like hand it to the guy.
Look through it.
And he would look through it and then hand it around.
The machine,
hand it around and then hand it back to you when I was traveling as a teenager.
And when I took photography classes in college, you had to use a fully manual camera.
Yes, I still have my mom's
with
from
your
college.
Apertures.
It was a 1970s Olympus, and I still have that and own it. And I'll put black and white film in that to this day.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's great. So celebrate National Camera Day. And hey, if all you have is your phone, just go ahead and do that. It's also International Mud Day, encouraging kids to play in the mud and learn about our ecosystem. I guess that's okay.
My nephews are all over that. They don't need encouragement.
They're teaching the course now.
I was going to say, they have their PhD in mud and water and all things messy already.
I had a couple daughters like that. It was like, no, don't change your clothes. You'll only get muddy again anyway. And National Waffle Iron Day.
Why was I not informed about
that? You would have brought your waffle iron?
Don't you remember? We made gingerbread pancakes, waffles here. We made pumpkin spice. We've made waffles in studio before.
But that was on Try It Tuesday, so...
It is a Try It Tuesday.
Yeah, but we're not making waffles, are we?
No, we're going to Arts.
Okay, good. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Sorry, no late night sound bites. The guys have the week off for 4th of July.
Of course they do.
Every single network. So we don't have any comedy between
Do we get
songs.
Off for 4th of July?
I just got the memo early this morning at about 4 a.m.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we actually get off on the 5th of July.
No way!
Which is next Monday.
Hey, okay. Look at that.
Look at the smile on her face.
I get to sleep in next Monday.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
COVID is over. We don't have to worry about anything. Your thoughts?
I'm going to go with no.
See, me too. I appreciate the fact that we're returning to normal.
Yes. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean, we witnessed it at Spyglass. People were together. They were having fun.
Absolutely.
But I don't think we should forget about it.
No. I mean, and there are the different variants that the World Health Organization and the CDC are reminding folks are still out there and very, very real. India, as a nation, had an incredibly difficult time with the Delta variant.
Yep.
The best way to prevent the spread of COVID is to become vaccinated.
Exactly.
And then if there is a booster shot that goes along with vaccination, get that as well.
Right, but we're Americans, and we're selfish, and we're and we get stupid.
Yeah, we don't like to be told what to do.
It's over, woohoo! You know, like even like the news stories have become softer. I don't like hearing the word "only" when it's attached to death. Hey, only 15 people died.
Okay, but 15 people still died. Yeah, that's somebody's family member.
And like the news conferences are all kind of happy and jovial now. Okay, I don't think you should be the angel of death or the doomsayer.
Oh, no.
But like, take for instance, I don't know if you've heard this, there was a news conference, a COVID news conference yesterday where someone broke in claiming to be God.
I am the prime creator of this earth. I am the, I am Sean Ellen David Thomas. I am the prime creator of this earth. I am God. All these lies, deceits, and deceptions that have been perpetrated on all of the system and all the public.
Now, after over 600,000 people died, God finally decided to intercede. I'm having a problem with this.
Yeah, I'm going to go with
psycho.
Yeah, that's a little bit unusual. Tiny bit unusual.
I should have put that under stupid news, although we don't talk about stupid things. I try to correct them.
That sounded a little bit bizarre. Let's use that word.
Let's lock the door on that guy next time we're having a news conference, all right?
I think I don't know. Wash your hands, people.
Wash your hands. You don't have to wear a mask anymore, but keep washing your hands.
Wash your hands. Take your vitamins.
Yeah. Maybe shake hands.
Sure. Yeah. No problem. I don't know, except on a plane with all that recycled air. Ooh. I might want to keep the mask. Just saying. It could be placebo, but it made me feel a little bit better on my most recent flight.
That's a great point. And when you're in a medical institution, keep the mask. News is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. So this is pretty cool.
All right.
A guy in Illinois is making the news after a lifelong relationship with building models, right? So model boats, model airplanes, model everything.
All right.
He built a drivable Navy destroyer on a golf cart.
Oh, this
for
is cool.
An annual fundraising event.
Oh, this is too cool.
This is my drivable destroyer, model of the USS Hollis. It's all fireproof up in there. I made it with galvanized stainless steel ductwork.
What?
It won't do much more than 20 miles an hour, but I can drive it right down the road. The whole drive of this was that every summer we have a golf cart parade that is a fundraiser for local food pantries. And last year we raised, I believe it was $900.
Well, he's doing it for a good cause.
Dude, this thing is
awesome looking.
Cool. Look at this thing. You have to Google the video. It literally is an exact replica of the USS Hollister.
You people living on the Sunbury Island, you could do better. I challenge you. I challenge you to do better with your golf carts.
Here's the thing. Not only did it raise money for a great cause, but it did honor an awesome ship that was retired. So I thought it was really interesting and very cool.
And good news,
absolutely. The 2021 Gerber baby has been announced. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, they do it every year, obviously.
They do, but this year it's a little bit different. Oh. Miracle baby Zane Cahen has been named the 2021 Gerber baby. His parents are Aaron and Mike, and they weren't sure if they would be able to have children after she underwent cancer treatment for breast cancer at age 27. Well, here you have it. Their baby beat the odds, and now here they are talking about his brand new title.
He'll wake up laughing. He just will be kicking his legs, and he just thinks everything is so funny. So it's just so infectious that when he laughs, you laugh too.
Oh my.
Look at this beautiful baby, Thomas.
I am not a religious man, but that baby surviving and waking up laughing is a message to us.
Right? Look isn't that? Look at his little face. Just Google 2021 Gerber baby. Baby Zane is absolutely adorable.
Wow.
And last but not least, summer concerts are coming back to Lewisburg. The 24th season of their summer concert series, Music in the Park, is back. They recently announced the return of the series beginning July 7th. They say the 2021 schedule includes 3 concerts on the first Wednesday of every month. So organizers say that those 3 concerts will begin at 7 p.m., containing performances by 2 bands each. There will be food trucks, lots of fun. So make sure that you check out LewisburgArtsCouncil.com/music for all of the details on their concert series in the park.
The Good News. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
You don't seem like, well, I know you good enough. I know you well enough. You're not a gimmicky person.
No.
You've talked about Peloton. You've dabbled in it at a friend's house.
For sure.
But you don't have a Peloton.
No, I do not. Although, that's not gimmicky. It actually is one of the nicest treadmills I've ever run on.
It's an expensive piece of crap, is what it is. You have to buy into it.
You do. It kind of bugs me that it comes along with like a monthly fee.
There it is.
I would research a treadmill that's comparable with that type of belt because it's not a normal. It has like, anyway. No, I'm not.
Do you have a Thighmaster? Do you have a Thighmaster?
I do not.
See, this is what I'm saying. You don't buy it. Like, you know, that gimmicky stuff that you see on TV and this will, you know, cut your abs.
The only thing that I bought in gimmicky has actually nothing to do with health, wellness, or weight loss, and everything to do with my car's windshield. And I did buy at the fair one of those
reflector thingies.
Yes. So to put like on the windshield when it snows, the like snow coat thing.
Oh, that thing. Okay.
And then I also bought one of the ice chippers that are circular.
Yeah, yeah.
To scrape your windshield, and that instead of it being a normal scraper, it's round and it has like little grippies on it, and you do it in a circle. It really does work.
Let me guess, it was $19.99.
No, actually, it was three for $19.99.
Oh.
So I actually gave one to my sister and one to my dad as like stocking stuffers.
It is
Christmas.
National 2 for Tuesday. You got 3.
I did get 3.
Anyway, so no diet is going to like if you hear of a new diet, you're not jumping on the bandwagon. You're just going to continue being Laura, eating healthy and exercising, right?
Pretty much. Yes. The answer is yes.
The latest thing is putting magnets on your jaw.
I'm going to go with having had a dog who ate magnets.
Ooh.
And then it wreaked havoc on MacGyver's intestinal tract.
Uh-huh.
Magnets anywhere near your mouth are a bad idea.
Not to mention the fact that every time he walked in the kitchen, he stuck to the refrigerator.
It's true. It's really true. It was a problem.
So the latest thing was invented, and I don't know about this, by a scientist in New Zealand. It's a weight loss device that magnets your jaw together so you can't eat. All you can do is drink liquids. It's like getting your jaw broken when they have to wire it together. Anyway, here's his explanation.
So when a patient bites together, the magnets engage, and that limits jaw movement. It's functionally quite comfortable, so you don't feel like your jaws are in a steel trap. The device was worn by 7 patients who lost an average of about 6 kilograms over the 2-week period, which equates to about 5% of their body weight.
Okay, so you lose 5% of your body weight in 2 weeks.
No, wait a second. This sounds like something from the, do you remember in the 70s? I wasn't alive, but people used to have their jaws wired shut as a weight loss method.
Just
isn't
like when you break your jaw and you have to have it wired shut. Yeah, it's got to be the same, but they're just using magnets.
So then
now
you're essentially going on a juice fast for as long as.
That's exactly what you're
doing. So you're losing water weight and then you're doing damage to your bones because you're not getting enough nutrients.
I'm telling you, somebody's going to get a hold of this because it's scientific right now and it's working. You know,
sounds like a medieval torture device.
Yeah, Popeil Pocket Fisherman or somebody's going to get a hold of this. The Flex Seal guys, I don't know, those kind of dudes. And they're going to make it into something. I know.
Struggling to lose weight? Try the Magnetic Jaw Closer.
Oh.
A weight loss device that uses magnets to keep patients from opening their jaw more than 2 millimeters wide.
Oh.
Just ask Tanya, who's lost 15 pounds in 2 weeks.
When I first tried this product, I didn't know if it was going to work for me.
What?
But look at me. I completely changed my life.
Well, you look good.
Everybody who sees me goes, Tanya, is that you? And I say,
you look great, but you sound funny.
You get the idea. Smaller pie hole, less pie.
Oh.
Get your procedure today.
Okay. Yeah, nice seeing you, Tanya.
No. Ooh. No, the answer is no, kids. No.
Smaller pie hole, less pie.
How about just try a smaller plate and a smaller slice of pie?
News is next.
Sports AccuWeather, all in moderation, on 94KX.
Join us while we get comfortably numb. Like one of my favorite Pink Floyd songs ever.
It's a great song.
Yep. Because the eerie guitars and it's all David Gilmour and yeah, he's just amazing. Okay, we're talking about Pink Floyd, but we're kind of talking about Pink Floyd.
Sure. I mean, wouldn't we love if Pink Floyd was actually coming?
Yeah.
It's Tom Webb's backyard.
But Black Jacket Symphony, closest thing you could get, right?
I think second best is actually first. Because, yeah. One, coming right here to Central Pennsylvania. And two, they sound exactly like this.
Yeah, I mean, check this out, man. I mean, that's comfortably numb right there. Black Jacket Symphony's Pink Floyd The Wall Show.
That's
coming
this Friday.
On Friday.
Woohoo!
I'm in.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line to win your way into Black Jacket Symphony. This Friday, it's Pink Floyd's The Wall, cover to cover, front to front, back to back, all the way through, VIP style. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
94KX, good morning. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi, Erica. You're caller number 4.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, Friday
you're
night,
welcome.
You're going VIP style to Spyglass Ridge Winery.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, no problem. You know what VIP treatment means?
Yeah, the best of the best.
Heck yeah, it does. That means you have topside parking up by Three Beards Brewing. You also have a 2-hour happy hour inside the brewery, food and drink included. And then up close, front and personal for Black Jacket Symphony on Friday night in the 94KX VIP tent.
Thank you, guys.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
So you're getting ready to leave for work and you get a call on your cell phone and it's a robot telling you you don't need to come in anymore for the rest of your life. We were talking about this off air a little earlier this morning.
We were.
How we're losing the human touch. Different jobs, okay, different jobs could be taken over by machines, but...
Sure. And even the pandemic taught us that we can work remotely. We don't necessarily have to go into a traditional office situation, and right. That's fine. However, there are just certain things, in my personal opinion, that you do face-to-face or with an actual real-life human-to-human phone call.
Exactly. But leave it to Amazon. They're cutting edge and everything.
Freaking Jeff Bezos.
Jeff just... even the name now makes us angry. You know what I mean? I mean,
really? You're going to fire people with a robocall?
Yeah, an Amazon delivery driver who had been working for 4 years delivering packages found out there was an algorithm that was tracking his truck.
Ew.
And that algorithm didn't believe he was doing his job well enough. So he says he was fired by a machine. Wow, that's just creepy.
Hello, employee number 5738-9004. This message is to inform you about your career alternative enhancement. You can sleep in tomorrow. You have entered an involuntary separation with the company. Consider this an early retirement opportunity.
What?
You are being let go.
What?
Discharged.
Oh.
Released from service.
Okay.
Given a pink slip.
All right, I get it.
You're fired.
All right.
Goodbye, employee number 5738-9004. We would have texted you, but it just seems so impersonal. Good luck. By the way, your truck has been deactivated.
Oh.
You will have to walk home.
All right. Could somebody give me a ride? I mean, what do you say? Now, that was enhanced a little bit.
Sure.
But still, it's like, I don't know, George Orwell's 1984 is coming true. A little bit of Space Odyssey 2001 there, too.
I think so.
I mean,
I would, if that happened and the truck really did deactivate and that was me personally, I would have a really, really hard time not taking like a baseball bat to the windshield.
To the truck,
and I know that that's totally inappropriate and a really visceral reaction.
So you go all Kelly Clarkson on the truck?
A little bit. Kelly Clarkson and or Carrie Underwood.
Oh, that,
Carrie Underwood.
They're both the same, aren't they?
No. Oh, no.
Interchange their hair.
Stop. No.
I apologize.
No.
My mistake. But
Kelly Clarkson is
song.
More pop, whereas Carrie Underwood went country, but okay. She's also pop.
And she likes
one's a brunette, one's a blonde.
And she likes to bust up pretty pickup trucks with her baseball
before
bat.
Before he cheats.
Yeah.
Think about it, friends.
If you're heading out to work, we got a little off topic. If you're heading out to work today, I hope you still have a job.
Hello, employee number 5738.
Just like you do on the car warranty. Just hang up.
Yeah, hang up.
No. If you don't listen to the whole message.
What are you telling me? No. See ya.
Just hang up.
Goodbye.
Bing. Goodbye.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
We have talked about gender reveal parties over and over.
We really have. And I think the general consensus, at least between the two of us, is that they can go over the top and then also cause mass mayhem and or fires. Yes. So, you know, you have to be careful what you do for a gender reveal.
That's right. We have a baby on the way. We're going to order some dynamite and blow things up.
No. We should not be doing these things.
It all started with the tiny little detonated things where the pink powder came out or the blue powder. That was cute.
Super cute. I also like the popping of a balloon with some confetti falling out.
Confetti.
Fine. Wonderful.
But then just the poofs of smoke.
Or cutting into the cake.
Oh, and the color of the cake the inside?
Yeah. Fine.
But for some reason, we've gone overboard. And like Laura said, people get hurt. Well, here's a good piece of viral comedy. Feel free to look up the video. It's even funnier. A couple decided to reveal the gender of their unborn baby by doing it WWE style. Two wrestlers in tutus, one pink, one blue.
All right, good clean match. Nothing dirty here. Here we go. Let's get it on.
Whoa! Listen to the crowd.
T-Boy's going to win.
1, 2, 3.
It's all planned and fake, but isn't WWE? I mean, come on.
Oh, my gosh. Here's the thing. So you and I can stand here and we can say how ridiculous gender reveals are, that they're stupid. However, if your friends and family are this excited for you to procreate.
That's one way to put it.
Right? Yeah. I mean, hate all you want, but the fact that this group of people got together not only set up what looks like a very professional wrestling ring.
On the grass, but they are.
But then
it's
also
good.
Choreographed to reveal whether the pink tutu beats the blue tutu or the blue tutu beats the pink. I mean, they're in it. They're in it. That's fantastic.
That referee even looks legit. I'm telling you. So there you go. WWE style.
This is way better than lighting something on fire. Seriously.
It certainly is.
This is clean, safe fun that I can get behind.
There you go. Now, can we combine this story with one we did earlier this morning, if you were with us, people? Can we have a gender reveal that involves that battleship golf cart?
Oh, heck yeah.
Little puff of smoke comes out of the cannon.
Could you imagine if there were two and they had to, like, duke it out, almost like they were in the water?
World War II style.
That would be great. Like or like an actual battleship board.
Oh,
Like neighborhood size.
Like the game, yeah. You sunk my battleship. Excellent idea, and I'm still holding the Island Park Sunbury area up to a challenge. Who could build a golf cart better than that battleship guy you did on Good News?
I mean, Google it. It's pretty fantastic.
News is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather all on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Try it Tuesday.
That's right. Try it Tuesday. And we are headed out to Ards. I cannot wait to see what is going on at both the farm, inside in the market, and then also in the restaurant. They always have so many amazing events and fun things happening, especially throughout the summer.
Yeah. And we're going to try something that I have never tried. Have you ever tried these?
You know what?
Before we talk to Kyle?
I have. And I'm going to let Kyle Ard, who's on the Ford Fun Line with us this morning, I'm going to let her explain it. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful this morning. How are you?
We are just great. So a little birdie told me cauliflower plus pizza
equals
something that's healthy and delicious. And that's what we're trying on this Try It Tuesday.
We are. So we are going to give you a couple things to try today. We're going to try a vegetable pizza made with a cauliflower crust, a traditional pizza, so the marinara sauce, made with a cauliflower crust, and then also a fruit pizza on a sweet potato crust.
Oh,
which
wow.
We find very delicious.
Tell us about that.
Well, we sell the cauliflower crust and the sweet potato crust in our market.
Okay.
And then we're going to use all fresh local fruits and vegetables on those two pizzas. So, you know, you can't go wrong when you're talking about the freshest local stuff you can get. So.
Indeed.
And that's amazing. Not only can you order something healthy and delicious inside your restaurant, but you can also pick up those ingredients right there in the market, and it's all locally sourced. That's so nice.
Yeah. Inside the market, I would imagine it's that time of the year, right, Kyle? Everything's local and fresh?
It is. It's absolutely the best time of year to come shopping for those items. All the farmers are starting to produce, you know, local tomatoes and zucchinis and summer squashes. And we got fresh black raspberries for the first time on Saturday.
Yum.
So, yep. So those are coming into season. So all of that kind of, you know, local produce is what we source. We try and source everything from local farms in Union and Snyder County. So when we say local, we mean local, not, you know, the big, huge radius that some of the other places have.
Right. It's right here in our backyard, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, folks who are listening, if you're driving, make sure when you get wherever you're going this morning, whether it's work or you're running errands, like and follow Ard's Farm on both Facebook and on Instagram. They also have a really cool e-newsletter that they send out because you want to keep up with everything that's happening in the market, but also on the farm. Kyle, I understand coming up here towards the end of the month, you have a really cool event that we want to highlight really quickly this morning.
Yep, we're going to do, it's called Brews and Barbecue. So we have a number of different breweries coming, and then we're going to have quite a few of our wonderful barbecue foods that we serve in our restaurant will be available to purchase. We have bands coming in. So we're looking forward to it. It's July 23rd. And yeah, it should be a great event. And yeah, follow us on Facebook for the rest of our events going on. We have our sunflower events in August. And then, of course, wine tasting in the corn maze comes in September, along with the corn maze opening. So lots of great things coming in the next couple months.
I have to ask for my personal friend group. Are you going to do the wine tasting in the corn maze again?
Yeah.
We are. Last year it was a little revised with COVID, but this year we are going back to our normal.
Normal
things that we did before. So, yep, wine tasting in the corn maze will be coming in September.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we are headed out to Ard's Farm here later on this morning. We'll go Facebook Live on the 94KX Facebook page for our Try It Tuesday with Kyle, all of our friends and family out at Ard's, and cauliflower pizza. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in just a little bit.
Yeah, right after the show. Ard's Market. If you don't know where it is, man, it's right on 45.
It is. Very easy to go to. Just head out Route 45. It's right there on the left-hand side.
Can we say it's well worth the drive down Route 45, or will Bob Schoen get upset at
Alan? Yeah, Schoen will be fine. Worth that drive down Route 45.
Schoen and Alan Ard are good buds. All right, we'll see you on Facebook Live later this morning.
I'm going to Try It Tuesday with Ard's Farm and Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Life changes? Have you made any recently?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, I'm just laying low during the pandemic, and now I'm starting to come out the other side saying, holy God, I'm still alive.
Right? Oh, my goodness, I made it through. It's been a weird year and a half for most Americans, and especially in metropolitan areas, people were stuck inside, but we still kind of lived our lives.
Mm-hmm.
A new poll that I found recently detailed the big life changes that Americans made this last year.
Oh, okay.
And oh my goodness, the top 10 they're pretty big ones.
All right, 10 to 1.
10 to 1. Let's go. Okay. Had a baby.
Well, sometimes it might have been accidental. We were all cooped up together.
Apparently, though, that's number 10. Only 3% of us. So pandemic babies were really not a thing.
All right.
Unfortunately, this one's also low. Number 9, got married.
Well, a lot of people couldn't get married because of the pandemic.
Yep. Events
I have a niece
canceled.
That was canceled last October. She will be getting married this October.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
Number 8, retired.
I thought about it a couple times when the pandemic was really ugly. I thought, you know what?
I think I might be done.
What was I again? Type 1A or whatever? I was thinking, I don't want to get sick and die. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should just retire. But what was the percentage on that?
4%.
Yeah, well, I thought about it briefly, but then I canceled it.
Where did Chad Evans go? He was just hanging out in the studio for 2 seconds. Yeah. Number 7, he's doing this as we speak.
Okay.
Adding a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, he's got little kids. They want a swimming pool. There you go.
Yep, 4%. Number 6, bought a new house or a condo.
Well, maybe, you know, you got looking at your digs during the pandemic and you're like, man, I need a new place.
Yeah, that's true.
I see.
That's true. Number 5, started a business from home.
I could see a lot of people doing that.
I think a lot did, especially those who might have been laid off or furloughed because of the pandemic. So they needed a side hustle and they started one up.
There it is.
Number 4, moved to a new city or state.
I saw a commercial the other day on TV that had a woman in a business suit walking along a lake, and it was like she has a new workplace.
Yep.
So I think the pandemic forced us to find alternative ways to work. So now you can live wherever you want.
You really can. Also, I think a lot of people who are maybe locked down in major cities chose to move out. That's right around 10%.
Wow. Okay.
Number 3, in car dealerships in this area are certainly filling this. Lots of us bought a car or a motorcycle.
Yes.
Lots and lots. And we continue to do so.
Yeah, it's a hobby for me. You bought a car.
I did.
I want a motorcycle really bad.
No.
But people keep telling me I'm dangerous enough on 4 wheels.
Yes, that is correct. I'm going to join that crowd. The answer is no, Tommy. Please don't do that.
Okay. All right.
All right. Number 2, renovated your home.
Remember Tom and Laura, where Laura was live from her house and we made a rock star out of Contractor Mark.
Contractor Mark. And you know what? They'll be back to finish up the window project. I also created a patio, fully redid my guest bedroom and my office. So, like, we did all the things.
So number 2 is dedicated to you. I don't know what number 1 could possibly be.
Number 1 is adopted a pet.
Oh, yeah. Tail Wagon Wednesday, as always, huge success with us.
Yeah, you know what? We'll have to get an update for tomorrow. I'll reach out to Jen because we're a little bit behind on our adoptions, but I have a feeling that we've caught up now. Mrs. Bauer found a home, and I'm wondering about PETA and Sheldon, so we'll check in with Jen and maybe post an update on social media tomorrow.
You personally did not adopt a pet because you've got enough.
The inn is full. Team Good has its max number of members for right now.
There it is.
We did have a foster doggy for a little bit, and then we had some foster kitties for a little bit.
Yeah.
We probably would foster again here in the near future, but no permanent members have been added to the team, so to speak.
Well, there's Tom and Laura's top 10 list for the day. How many did you do?
Excellent question. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Here's the thing. As Laura would say, here's the thing.
If I do say that a lot.
If the same band comes to a concert venue 2 nights in a row, it could get confusing.
It could.
So we made it simple. When you listen with Tom and Laura in the morning, you win Black Jacket Symphony, Pink Floyd, The Wall VIP.
You do indeed.
Tickets. Now, when you listen in the afternoon with Mark Stevens, you win Black Jacket Symphony, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody VIP tickets. Mark went on vacation for a couple days. They're letting the nighttime lady take over in the afternoon. That's good radio.
That's great radio. Sam Tyler will be giving away those tickets, and you never know when she's going to do it. She'll be doing that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I wonder if she knows how to act in afternoon radio. I wonder if we're going to see a TikTok.
She does.
Maybe
of
she'll
course
TikTok
she does.
Some crazy dance for us.
Heck yeah.
Anyway, I'm actually eager to hear Sammy on daytime radio. I think it's very exciting for her. We get to move her up while Mark vacations for a few days. And Sammy will have the Queen Bohemian Rhapsody. What do they call BJS tickets?
Hey, you know what? It's a 2 for Tuesday. We already talked about that earlier this morning.
Right.
So you get a 2 for right here on 94KX.
Mm-hmm.
Concert on Friday. Concert on Saturday, Black Jacket Symphony coming for 2 nights at Spyglass Ridge Winery.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Just about time to wrap her up. Chad Evans coming in next. He's got that great lunch that contains songs from the 80s and 90s like Brian Adams there. Just crank it up and drive around.
That's right.
And then you have your windows up and the air conditioning on, so you crank it up for no reason at all, other than to ruin your own eardrums. But it's all good. It's fun.
My husband's well on his way to ruining his eardrums with his brand new little subwoofer in the back. He told me the other day he got a nod from like a teenage kid sitting next to him at the red light, and he felt like he made it. I said, good for you, Keith.
Not only a nod, but that teenager says, man, that's one killer beard.
Right? The beard and the sound system, they both play. They really do. It's great.
Hey, we just talked about it. Sam Tyler is on this afternoon. They let the night girl do daytime radio. I absolutely love it. She'll be along with your Black Jacket Symphony Queen Bohemian Rhapsody tickets. All right. I don't know who's on tonight. I think Conan O'Brien.
Wonderful.
I think Conan works there now. Let's wrap up the show with something thoughtful, shall we?
Well, it's a Try It Tuesday, so I found a quote from Albert Einstein that I felt was appropriate.
Does it have to do with cauliflower crust pizza?
No, but it does have to do with never being afraid to try something new. Because life gets boring when you stay within the limits of what you already know.
I totally agree.
So let's try something new on a Tuesday, and we'll head out to Ards.
Just another reason why I'm divorced, but I totally believe.
Honest God, Tom. Really?
I'm sorry. Have a nice day, everybody.
Bye, guys.